97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Across rural Wisconsin, residents are traveling further for care as hospitals close and staffing shortages grow. Lieutenant Governor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Sarah Rodriguez says rural health care must be a top priority. Isabella Nieto has more.
In an appearance on the WXCO morning show, Rodriguez said decisions made in Washington are putting additional strain on rural hospital systems that already operate on thin margins.
They're having cuts to Medicaid, cuts to Medicare. This is going to hit our rural hospital systems way harder than it's going to hit our suburban and urban hospital systems.
Rodriguez said keeping hospitals open is essential if Wisconsin wants rural areas to grow.
They're going to have housing, they're going to have childcare, and they're going to have a healthcare system that isn't 4 hours away to be able to deliver a baby.
Rodriguez says there's a severe workforce shortage compounding access problems, especially outside urban centers.
We're going to be short about 20,000 nurses in the next 5 or 6 years. I mean, it's that dire of a situation. We're also short of clinicians in our rural spaces, physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants.
Rodriguez said as governor, she would focus on incentives to bring healthcare workers to underserved communities.
Whether that is assistance with loan repayment, whether that's assistance with down payment on a home, something that we can financially entice providers to be able to go into places where we have a shortage.
As she travels the state, Rodriguez said concerns about access to care are top of mind statewide.
There is so much more that unites us than divides us in the state of Wisconsin.
I'm Isabella Nieto.
Many schools in the area are either closed or holding virtual classes today because of the cold temperatures. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why it's so dangerous to be outside.
An extreme cold warning extends statewide, where actual temperatures will be tumbling to 30 below zero up north and nearly 15 below zero south. Toss some gusty winds on top of that, you get a wind chill, as the cold air moves the protective bubble of heat away from your body. This means it will really feel more like 30 below to nearly 50 below. And Friday's high temperatures across the state won't climb above zero the entire day. Frostbite in these situations can happen in as little as 5 to 10 minutes on any exposed skin. So bundle up and layer up. Cover up your face with a scarf, and I suggest mittens instead of gloves, because your fingers together actually hold the warmth better. Also, your pet's paws are subject to this as well. Don't leave them outside.
There's a meeting in Portage County next week to discuss changes to County Trunk Highway D. The stretch of road is located in the towns of Lanark and Belmont from County Trunk Highway A to State Highway 54. The Portage County Highway Department is planning to recondition County D to improve the roadway profile, pavement structure, and drainage along the project. Ditch slopes will be upgraded to meet current design standards, and the deteriorated asphalt surface will be replaced. Roadway and driveway culverts may be replaced as well. This project, scheduled for construction in 2026, is part of the Highway Department's 5-year capital improvement plan. The meeting is from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 28th, at the Portage County Highway Department in Plover. Portage County snowmobile trails will open at noon today, but only Zone 7 and Corridor 22 east of Intersection 26 into Rorschach. All other trails and zones are still closed. In Marathon County, Zones 1, 2, and 5 are open. Zones 3 and 4 open today at 8 a.m. Wood County snowmobile trails will remain closed this weekend due to the frigid weather. They'll possibly open up next week. Powers Bluff will remain closed this weekend on both Saturday and Sunday because of the extreme cold weather conditions. Bruce Mound Winter Sports Area is also closed today and will remain closed on Saturday and Sunday because of the temperatures. They had planned to be open on Sunday, but for the safety of guests, staff, and equipment, they'll remain closed all weekend. With all this cold weather, camping maybe doesn't sound like a great idea, but Greenway RV Sales and Services in Wisconsin Rapids is holding a free indoor camping experience and open house that started yesterday and continues through Saturday. They've transformed their indoor showroom to feel like a campground at night. This free event includes a large screen gaming area for kids with both a Nintendo Switch and old school Nintendo games, hot cocoa, and a s'more station, and even a Bigfoot scavenger hunt activity for the kiddos.
Stay safe out there, campers.
Speaking of staying safe in the extreme cold weather, the Ho-Chunk Nation recommends limiting outdoor activities as much as possible and dressing for conditions if you must go out, also knowing the signs of frostbite and hypothermia. Check on your neighbors, make sure you have all prescriptions you need, and in case of a power outage, have a backup plan. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's lost four of their last five games, including Wednesday at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bobby Portis on what he saw on the tape of that game.
I think just overall, you always want to just take care of the ball, especially against teams like that, scrappy teams that kind of feed off transition baskets and things. So kind of sad we didn't take care of the ball, get out to a good start early, and they kind of just, you know, pour it on to the rest of the game. Wish we would have, you know, took care of the ball better.
College hoops. Another win for Wisconsin. The Badgers beat Penn State 98-71 last night in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin has now won five in a row. They'll host the USC Trojans on Sunday. NFL. The Packers' search for a new defensive coordinator continues. Matt LaFleur interviewed former Packers defensive back Al Harris. Harris has been a secondary coach for the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and currently for the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and it's not going to warm up much today. Mostly sunny with a high of 10 to 12 below zero this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to between 25 and 30 below for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 3 below. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.